What's your name?
Lexi Winwer.
Lexi. What's that short for?
Alexandra.
Where are you from?
Milton, Massachusetts, United States.
Been playing basketball tonight, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was really, really great.
What about Polonia Phoenix, the team you're playing against?
They were awesome. They were really fun to play against.
Your top basketball team in Massachusetts?
In our conference, it's very competitive, but for the last couple of years, yes, we've been at the top of our conference.
How did you go on tonight then? You won, didn't you?
We did. We won big tonight.
What made you take up basketball?
My dad played basketball all through his life, and my older sister picked up the game, and then I started going to her practices, and I learned a lot, and I started going to camps, and I just loved it.
So can you see yourself in basketball, still playing basketball in 10 year, 20 year?
We'll see. I think now that my season is coming to an end, I don't have any more competitive games to play unless I play in like a women's league. But I'm excited to start thinking about coaching someday. I've always dreamed about coaching an AAU team, which is like a club team in America, my father. So that would be a really great opportunity. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily the top player. You know, our team meshes really well together. A lot of people bring a lot of different aspects of the game that fit in. Some people do some things really well, and, you know, other players do other things really well. And together, it just works, and we play great together, and we all...
What about the basketball here tonight compared with you playing basketball in Massachusetts? Any difference? The rules are the same, are they not?
The rules were a little bit different. The shot clock was at 24 seconds instead of 30 seconds, which is different for us, so it was a little bit more fast pace. The lines on the court were different. The key where the post players shoot was wider, and the three-point line was further out.
Did that have an effect on your play? Did you forget about it and just get on with it?
Yeah, I don't think it really affected us. We practiced that way because we kind of knew going in it may be a little bit different. We prepare our practices like that prior to the trip. I really don't think it affected us tonight.
What about your stay here in Scotland, 4 days? What about that?
It's been a really awesome experience. I've had a lot of different tours. We learned a lot of history about Scotland, which I didn't know prior to the trip, so that was really awesome. But it's been an overall really great experience.
If there was one thing that you'll remember with your trip to Scotland, what would it be?
There's a lot of things I think I will remember. There's something distinct on every single tour or hike or, you know, shopping trip and, you know, restaurant that we've been to. So I'm excited that we're going to have a lot to remember.
Enjoy the rest of your stay in the UK and, you know, just enjoy it. You brought the weather with you as well.
A little sunburn.
We've never had weather like this for many, many years.
Really? Wow, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
What's your name?
I'm Naomi Graves, and I'm the head women's basketball coach at Springfield College.
Is it a hard job?
It has its moments when it's a hard job, but it's also a very positive and great job. I mean, working with young people, teaching a game I love, it's awesome.
What about coaching a basketball team? Of course, all the rest to the girls that came along to the UK, to Scotland, and here at Grace Mountain High School tonight. Have you had to do a lot of coaching and prompting in this visit?
Yeah, I loved it. The women that we played against tonight was awesome. It's been challenging to prepare for a team we didn't know. And when we got on the court, it just was about the game. It was about players on your team and players on my team and just experiencing that the game that we all like. So it was awesome.
And you won.
We did win, and we played hard, and we ran, and we were out all day, and we actually climbed a mountain and then came here and played. So I'm pretty happy with our kids.
Can I ask, is Massachusetts flat with no hills in it?
Actually, Massachusetts is not flat. It has hills. The western part of the state has more mountains than
just,
the eastern.
Just when you call our centre of Edinburgh Arthur Seat a mountain, it's really only a hill.
It's not like your mountain that we climbed today. There was no. We climbed that hill today, and that was a big mountain.
And it was great view. I want to chat to a couple of your players,
yep, they're
if
here.
You don't mind. Thanks
no,
very much.
They're here.
What's your name?
I'm Alex Goslin.
Alex, short for?
Alexandra.
That's the second one.
Yeah, I know, but she goes by Lexi, I go by Alex.
Right, you're not 6 foot plus. How tall are you?
I'm 5 feet exactly.
Right to the millimeter?
Oh, yes.
Is that an advantage in basketball?
I feel that sometimes I'm at a disadvantage if I get myself stuck too far down the paint, but I look at it as an advantage because no one's really used to playing someone so short, and I can really use my speed to my advantage, and I think that really puts together my game and makes me the player that I am. So I don't look at it as a negative.
How did you go on tonight, being positive?
The whole experience is so new, and just being over here, I just wanted to make the best of it and go out there and play the hardest that I could.
And you did?
I did.
Did you score many goals?
I think so. I think I had 13 points.
What about Scotland?
Oh, Scotland, I love it. This is my first time out of the country, and just the sights are beautiful, and it's such a different place than America, and I love the history and all the old buildings. It's so beautiful.
We've got another player here tonight that we're going to have a wee chat with. Who's this, your friend?
This is Heather King. She is our four post player, and she is so fast and so athletic. It's amazing.
Let's have a chat then. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
I'm Heather King.
You're a wee bit taller than your friend here.
Yes, I am. I'm 5'11".
Have you been out in the sun today, or is that with the basketball and all the running about that you've got a bright red face?
Probably a little bit of both. We did go on a hike today at King Arthur's Land.
Arthur's Seat.
That's where we went. Very hard climb, but definitely worth it. The view is amazing.
What about the game tonight, basketball, against Polonia Phoenix?
Right. It was fun. I enjoyed playing with them. It's a little bit different than the way we play in the States, so it was really cool adjusting to that and seeing how they play. It was cool.
What's different? Basketball's basketball, surely, is it not?
It is, but like some of the lines on the court are different. Like the paint is a little bit bigger, and the three-point line is farther out. And I think their shot clock is shorter, so we have less time to shoot the ball. So.
If it was me, I would put more time on the clock to see if we could win tonight. But we didn't, did we?
No, we didn't.
Massachusetts, sport,
yes.
Basketball with the college.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been playing basketball?
Well, I have been playing since like third grade. I'm going to be a senior at Springfield, so almost 4 years at college. It's been a long time. I love it.
What's good about basketball?
Well, I love the sport. It's fun. Like I like shooting and running up the court, and I've met some wonderful people through my whole life because of basketball. My family plays it with me, and it's just it's a great sport. It's a social sport. Everyone, I feel like a lot of people everywhere play it, so it's a good way to meet people.
This young lady said you're fast.
Yes, I believe so. She's faster, but I'm pretty quick for my size.
If there was a race, who would win?
Alex would definitely beat me. It'd be close, but she'd beat me.
It's a good job that you're not playing in opposite teams.
Right. We run well together, so it works.
Great to have a chat to you tonight. Thanks
yes.
very much.
Thank you.